Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the ninth day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Trumas, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Ches. Sa'ah Truma Shnafla L'meya. If we have a Sa'ah Truma that fell into 100 Sa'ah Chulin, which means that Truma is going to be bottle in the Chulin, but, and it's mutter, one can eat this, except you have to take from the mixture. You have to take one saw and give it to the coin, so he should not be robbed of his portion. But he didn't get a chance to take out a saw and give it to the coin. Until they fell into this mixture, acheres, another saw fell in. So we say that the mixture is now going to be meduma. It's going to be awesome. Why? We say it's as if the two sawim of truma fell at the same time. The whole thing is meduma, and also for non-kohenim. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. Why? Even though he didn't take out the saw at first and give it to the kohen. Nevertheless, we say it's bottle already when it fell the first time. Since it was bottle the first time before the second saw fell in, we say the whole thing was chulin at the time it fell in, and now you've got basically 101 parts of chulin to mevatel the second saw of truma that fell in. And therefore, the mixture is mutter for non-kohenim. There is an additional comment on this Mishnah in the Tosefta. And the Tosefta brings the following addition. And there are two ways of learning the Tosefta. We will learn it now according to the way the Bar Tanura learns it, the Ravid learns it, the Rabbeinu Shimshon learns it, and that is as follows. The Tosefta qualifies the Machlekes and says, the Machlekes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, as to whether when the second saw fell in, we say that it's going to pose a problem now after the first one was bottle. This machlekas is when the person knew about the first one saw falling in. He didn't get a chance to take it out yet, and then another saw fell in. In such a situation, Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter, and the Chachamim say, no, it's not. Rabbi Shimon holds that since he was about to take it out, it's considered as if he's taken it out. And the Chacham say, no, Lepoil, he didn't get to take it out yet. So basically, we look at it as if all both of them fell in at the same time. But in a situation where he didn't know about the first saw falling in until the second saw fall in, and then someone tells him, oh, by the way, you know that there was one saw that fell in the morning, and then another saw fell in the afternoon. He says, oh, my dear, oh, goodness. Then even Rabbi Shimon would agree that we treat them both as falling in at the same time, and the mixture would be osur because you don't have 100 parts of chulin for one part of the truma or both parts of truma that have fallen in. And this is the way how most seem to learn pshat in the Mishnah, or in the Tosefta, which qualifies the Mishnah. That the machlokes in our Mishnah is where he knew about the first saw falling in before the second saw fell in. Mishnah Tes. Sa'ah truma shenafla l'meya. One sa'ah truma falls into 100 sa'ah chulin, utchonon, and he ground it all up together. V'fachasu. And now the chulin turns out to be less. It somehow got smaller in volume. Says the Mishnah, is that a problem? Because now you don't have 100 parts of chulin to be mevatel, the one part of truma. Says the Mishnah, no, it's not a problem. Why? Kashem shepachas ha'chulin, in the same manner that the chulin went down in quantity, kach pachas ha'truma. So the truma also would have gone down when he ground it up, and therefore you wouldn't even have a sa'av truma. So once he umutter, and it's permitted, once he gives the coin his sa'av the grain of this mixture, so he's not taking away anything from the coin, then the rest of it is mutter for non-coinim. Sa'av truma shenofla lepachas memeya, if a sa'av truma fell into less than 100 parts of chulin, the thing is also now, the whole mixture is also, it's meduma, and now it has to be given to the coin to eat, or you sell it to the coin for the value of truma, except for the one saw of truma. However, utchonon, he ground it up, v'hoisiru, and now there's more, bigger mixture than was before, there's now 100 saw of chulin. Says the Mishnah, that's not going to help us. Kishem shehoisiru b'hachulin, just like the chulin went up in size, in volume, kachasiru truma, so the truma also went up in volume, and now you've got in the truma more than a saw as well. And even so now too, you don't have 100 parts of chulin to mevatel the quantity of truma that's there. Im yodua shechitin shel chulin yofes mishal truma. Says the Mishnah, if, however, it's known that the chitim, the wheat of chulin, happened to be better quality, and therefore, than the truma, and therefore after the grinding process was done, the chulin increased and expanded, but you know that the truma did not increase, so now you do have 100 chulin part to mevatel the truma, then mutter, then it's permitted. Even though before he ground it up, it was meduma, it was osur, because you didn't have the shear to be mevatel the truma, it wasn't 100 parts. But now that it's expanded, the chulin expanded, and much more than the truma because of the qualities, the two different qualities, now the truma will be bottle of one in 100. Now, normally we have a rule. You're not allowed to be mevatel in Isser Chatila. I can't purposely create a situation which will be mevatel Isser. If there's something osur because it's something mixed in it, and there's not enough to mevatel it, I can't add more. Here, however, there is not a problem about being able to grind it even chatila. Why? Because that's what naturally we do with wheat. It's not like he added more. He did the natural thing of grinding it. And through the grinding, it turns out that there was more chulin than we thought. And therefore, that's fine. If a sov truma, continues the Mishnah, shenofel chapachas meya, fell into a quantity which was less than 100 sov chulin, v'achakach noflu sham chulin, and afterwards chulin fell into it. And altogether now we have 100 sov chulin. Im shogeg, if the chulin that went in, that was added, fell in by accident, mutter, then the truma is mutter. It's oila. It's going to be bottle one in 100. And you take out one saw and you give it to the kohen, and the rest of it is mutter. But v'imezit, if you purposely added, if one purposely added chulin to be mevatel, the quantity of truma, awesome. Then the truma is not going to be bottled. The whole thing will be meduma, i.e. osur, and not being able to eat it, being eaten by a non-kohen. And the reason is because the chachamim made a penalty for the person who added it, b'mezid, on purpose. Because we are not allowed to be mevatel an isra l'chatchila.